Welcome to Hagia Hamza Mosque, located in the historic Fatih district of Istanbul. This mosque was constructed in the year 1577, commissioned by Hagia Hamza, a renowned leatherworker master. Although the architect is unknown, the famous traveller Evliya Çelebi suggested in his letters that it may have been designed by the legendary Mimar Sinan. Over the centuries, Hagia Hamza Mosque fell into disrepair, particularly during the 19th century. It underwent major restorations in 1940 and 1987, which altered much of its original condition. In 2004, the area southwest of the mosque was acquired, expanding the courtyard and separate ablution areas for men and women, along with underground toilets, were constructed. Originally, the mosque featured stone walls with wooden roofs, women's gallery, and a narthex, while the minaret was made of finely cut stone with a lead-covered cone. Significant restorations covered the walls with exquisite kutaya tiles, and the minbar and preacher's pulpit were reconstructed using wood. The high ceiling was updated with concrete. The mosque is further characterized by two long and slender windows on the western and mihrab walls of the harem. The repairs to the roof and women's gallery, alongside the revitalization of the garden and fountain, have preserved its beauty. The mosque's founder, Hagia Hamza, is laid to rest in a cemetery opposite the Merkez Efendi Tekke, beyond the walls of Istanbul. It is important not to confuse him with Sheikh Hamza, a renowned spiritual leader of his time, whose grave is in the mosque's graveyard.